Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine. I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 19th of January, and ending on Sunday, the 25th of January. We'll be in the waxing first quarter of the moon, having just had our new moon, and then we will get to enter very late on Sunday, the second quarter phase, so really will be felt as we go into the week after that. Now, I have to tell you, I had done a recording. Much of the recording was already done, but there were just a lot of hiccups over like these aspects and the aspects we're going to have. And, you know, because we've got three planets shifting, they're shifting into Aquarius, and there's already planets there. So instead of giving you all their aspects during their journey through Aquarius, I'm just going to say that this week the sun enters Aquarius at 8:45 p.m. Eastern on Monday, the 19th. And it will have its aspects coming, and it will also be a full moon when it opposes, is opposed by the moon in Leo, and it will have that new moon on the 17th of February. That is going to be the ring of fire, and then it's going to go into Pisces. It'll go into Pisces on the 18th, or the day after the eclipse. So what we need to look at is the acceleration of the sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius, as we know, is about the group, the desire for freedom and uniqueness. It is about the future, our goals, our hopes. It is a sign that can be very stubborn about opinions, but it's also open to new ideas. Aquarius is hopefully going to bring some objectivity because it's a sign of detached observation. It is a fixed air sign, and it is a sign that I believe is also about the energy of life, the prana, the chi, the unseen realm of air, and what air can carry in the terms of energy. So we're adding these three planets this week to Venus and getting ready to explore the actual power of the Aquarian energy in terms of our visioning. And I will say, just here briefly, that we've had monks in the United States, Tibetan Buddhist monks, who have come here and started walking in Texas, literally walking the roads on a path to Washington, D.C. And it's the Walk for Peace, and some of you may have seen it. Some of the news media is just started to pick it up. We've been seeing it on Facebook, but we've also seen it in more local news reporting as the monks come through the area. And the fabulous thing about it is that it just them walking. They're not, you know, they have spoken a couple of times, and they have done a meditation in Charlotte. They did the forgiveness meditation. In Columbia, South Carolina, she did an incredible, that was one of the biggest crowds that had been, but people have been coming. And so they gave a talk about the need to let go of hatred, let go of the negativity, and be in the moment and go back to your heart, your loving heart. And so the meditation that came after they got to North Carolina. And if you look at newsreels now, there are hordes of people walking with them. So the phenomena of how a mind can influence just by being in peace and in harmony. You have to see some of these reels because it is just, it's heartwarming and it's hope. It'll give you hope because there are people there and it's like, you know, they're so tired of the hatred and the division and they want this peace. So yay, because that force of love and compassion and the desire to be united in that is a force. It is a literal force in the unseen. So that's what I want to say as we also find Mercury entering Aquarius on Tuesday at 11:41 a.m. in Eastern Time. And it's very close to the sun, so they say these things about it and how it's weakened because it's in the rays of the sun and you can't see it. And, you know, anyway, these are ideas that people have had for a very long time. But you will identify more with what you're thinking when the sun is conjunct Mercury. Then Mars will come in to Aquarius at 4:17 a.m. on Friday, the 23rd. And that will be our, when we get to the moon in Aries on Friday, the 23rd, it's at 8:26 a.m. and it has a sextile to Mars and then to Pluto, who's already there also, right? And then to Sun and Mercury and Venus. So it's got like five aspects. And that, in astrology, we call a stellium if there's more than like four planets or, you know, in one sign. Sometimes they'll even use with four because that's a lot to be together. So this is where you can really see it on Friday the 23rd. All through the day. It's just, wow, what a day Friday the 23rd is going to be. So the energy for Mercury will be in Aquarius making aspects until it leaves for Pisces also on the 6th of February. And Mars will be in Aquarius because it moves a lot slower than Mercury. It will continue on until the third month, March, and the second day, 3-2. It'll go in Pisces. So we'll be already into the Pisces energies in the beginning of March. I believe we will be for many people seeing many planets getting touched if they have it in Pisces. So that is all I want to say about that. And now on Monday, we have Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a holiday that is gaining traction and importance in the United States. If you live in the United States, check and make sure things are open. I don't know if the garbage will be collected. I have to look that up from my area because when it's not collected on a holiday during the week, we get pushed into the day after. We usually have ours, and that can be true for you. Also, post office, probably. I don't know that for sure, but I know that Wall Street, and so that probably the banks will be closed for Martin Luther King Day. A lot of people celebrate that. And it is another three-day holiday because it's on a Monday. So that's the day that the sun enters Aquarius and Venus in Aquarius joins Pluto. It comes in through the day, but it completes at 11:04 p.m. And that is a fated, powerful meeting. And it can be positive. But karma can also be, you know, negative. But it is definitely an interaction that's focused on change, transformation, and change and the future. Okay. Now we have a long wait for the moon in Aquarius to come in for, let's see, it seems to be not going to have an aspect until Tuesday at 9:16 p.m. So all these planetary aspects will be more relevant because of that. So the next group of planet aspects, they're all quite positive, which is nice. So you'll feel that. You'll be encouraged by these Saturn sextile Uranus. Uranus is going to go direct early, I think the 3rd of February, still retrograde in Taurus. And Mars is going to trine that. And Mars is going to sextile Saturn. So these things are talking about people looking at opportunities to get a little more stability in their life and to be able to take action that could be successful. And on Tuesday, there is On Tuesday, we have Mercury sextile Neptune in Pisces at 9:34 a.m. And all of this is Eastern time. And that's like the last aspect before Mercury enters Aquarius at 11:41 a.m. And that is able to be getting information that can be very helpful for your career or getting some authorities to agree to something, and that could be helpful. But it's over, and the Mercury changes, and the square to Uranus comes in for the moon in Aquarius at 9:16, and then the moon enters Pisces, void of course until 1:50 a.m. That's when it enters Pisces on Wednesday. And that's the day the sun joins Mercury at 10:49 a.m. So you see if your mind is working or not. I think it could be working very well, but you may, again, be very identified with what you're thinking and communicating. And but the moon in Pisces is moving in a positive direction. So this is the first day I can absolutely say that your moon is telling us something hopeful and helpful, as it is going to trine retrograde Jupiter in Cancer, and that comes in on Thursday at 11:41 a.m. So that's coming in during Wednesday. You'll start to feel it. You may feel more optimistic. People might think that there's some more assistance and help coming. And yet, there's a Mercury conjunction to Pluto in Aquarius at 12:15 p.m. That's also coming in. So deep conversations may be also very surprising, and we'll see. We're going to wait for a while before the moon's next aspect, and we're going to have Mars finish up the Capricorn energies as a sextile to Neptune. That's coming in the morning on Friday at 1:39 a.m. And that will be shortly followed by the moon in Pisces sextile Uranus in Taurus. So this is some of the positive energies. At 4:17 a.m. Friday, Mars changes and shifts into Aquarius. And we'll take part in that amazing group of sextiles that we'll have after the moon can enter Aries. But first, the moon is going to kind of droop when it's conjunct Saturn in Pisces. Maybe it's weather. 4:33 a.m. for the Eastern time zone. Obstacles, a little depressed. Pessimism. It's a downer, definite. And the sun joins Pluto on Friday at 5:28 a.m. So there's like a big deal happens again. It's like we're going to have maybe somewhere in the world, something's going on with a lasting power of transformation. And that's 5:28 a.m. Moon is going to join Neptune in Pisces at 8:17 a.m. So it's foggy in more ways than one in the morning if you're in the eastern 10 parts west. 8:26 a.m., the fire moon comes in, so it's like, oh no, now we're going to get going. Yes, we are. And we are in the first quarter, so we got to start moving. Enough of this relaxing and being confused. Get going. First the sextile to Mars, then the sextile to Pluto at 2:33 p.m., then the sextile to the Sun at 3:17 p.m. That's a good time to be dealing with your authorities. And then there's, adventure on everybody's mind, and we're looking at what might be going on in the sextile from Aries moon to Mercury at 6:16 p.m. it completes. And then you might have some fun. Yes, adventure fun kind of things, because the moon in Aries is going sextile Venus in Aquarius until 11:18 p.m. on Friday. So that could be a fun night. Make plans for any part of that day should go well. After this, though, Aries moon is going square to Jupiter in Cancer, and that's the whole day Saturday during the day till 4:36 p.m. is when it completes. So it may just be an issue of having gone overboard with your fun in the early morning, but as I've said millions of times already, Moon in Aries does not enjoy listening to the expanded emotional needs of anyone. I don't have time for this. It's probably, and if you really keep pushing it on Moon in Aries, they'll let their famous instant anger try to solve the problem for themselves. And then we have a void of course moon for the rest of the evening. It's still in Aries, though. Just Aries doesn't have many obstacles to what it wants. On Sunday, it's still void of course in the morning, and the moon enters Taurus at 1:05 p.m. This is difficult, very difficult time. But for whatever reasons, the Taurus moon, it wants things to be quiet and to stay. It's about preserving. And Mars is in Aquarius, is the first square, 4:27 p.m. And that is, action towards something new, so towards the future. It isn't easy to make that connection that's going to be okay with everybody. Moon in Taurus, square Pluto until 7:07 p.m., which is also about looking at transformation and, wishing we could just sit down and smell the roses and not have to deal with anything, but we're dealing with it, whether we like it or not. And the moon in Taurus doesn't like it. Moon in Taurus square the sun in Aquarius, 11:47 p.m. So this is where relationships really start faltering, unless you're aware that you're dealing with this same issue. Somebody who wants to preserve and conserve and, wants to be grounded, and others who are up in the air, literally, and detached and, sparking an electric shock. that's. And that can also have to do with, issues of being able to navigate the energies of Aquarius, so what's been bringing these huge snowstorms and things like that. Frozen is the word for the Aquarian energy. Also, it's frozen water, ice cubes. So that is going to be pretty much the deal. And even as we go into Monday, the moon is squaring Mercury until 5:50 a.m. So, and then square Venus is what you wake up to on the East Coast because it's happening and it completes at 8:31 a.m. It'll get a little better after that, I promise. And Monday, the 26th, is the day Neptune enters Aries, ding, 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 12:37 in the afternoon, Eastern Time. We'll be talking about that next week, and we'll be talking about the full moon, 13 degrees of Leo, that comes in the first day of February. So this is going to be a really interesting time. Mars is going to join Pluto. We are in it. We're in a wave right now that's taking us to the Saturn-Neptune conjunction in zero Aries. And if you haven't already heard me speak about that, I do have a Substack post really all about that. And it's going to be up there for a while. It's just a recent post. And it is called Approaching a New Era. I think it's very important information you need to know. You know, it's important to know. So, and that moon square to the sun is when the second quarter begins. And that is when we start looking at the authenticity of our life. And what do we still have to complete? What project are we working on? Karma. We have karma. Let's handle it now. So there you go. Anyway, I hope that your planets are in alignment harmoniously with all the Aquarius energy that is happening, coming in. And I'll say goodbye for now.